Healthline, keeping you up to date with government policies, programs, health trends, and more.
Approximately 37% of all deaths in Jamaica last year were attributable to cardiovascular disease, of which the major contributor is coronary artery disease. This is why it's important to take the necessary steps to take good care of your heart. We'll tell you more in today's program. I'm Prince Moore. Stay with us. Your heart is a very important organ of the body. With each heartbeat, blood is sent through your body, carrying oxygen and nutrients to every cell. This can be disrupted by a blockage of the coronary arteries by fat and cholesterol. This condition is known as coronary heart disease.
Coronary artery disease is a condition which is caused by the deposition of fat as well as cholesterol in the coronary arteries. And these are the arteries which supply the heart muscle with blood. This process, which is characterized by the deposition of fat and cholesterol in the arteries, is known as atherosclerosis.
Cardiologist at the Winchester Surgical and Medical Institute, Dr. Handel Emery. Consumption of certain foods is a major contributor to the prevalence of coronary heart disease in the Jamaican population.
For example, we know that a diet which is rich in saturated fat, high in cholesterol, which is high in sodium, high in sugar as well, is generally unhealthy. And in general, we recommend that patients consume a diet which is high in fruits and vegetables and low in sodium, low in sugar, low cholesterol, and low fat as part of the therapeutic approach to addressing this problem.
Symptoms of coronary heart disease include chest pain or angina, shortness of breath, dizziness, and nausea.
By far the most common is what is called angina, and this is typically experienced by patients as a mild to moderate intensity squeezing pain, pressure, or discomfort, typically felt in the center of the chest or over the left chest. And sometimes the pain moves down the left arm, where it's associated with numbness and heaviness, but other times it radiates to the neck or to the back. And usually as well, angina gets worse with activity and gradually subsides with rest.
Persons who smoke, those with uncontrolled high blood pressure and high levels of cholesterol, are at greater risk of developing coronary heart disease.
The major risk factors are diabetes, hypertension, high cholesterol, cigarette smoking, obesity, and a positive family history. In other words, a patient who has a family history of other persons having coronary artery disease, particularly at a young age. So these are what we consider to be risk factors.
Complications of coronary heart disease can lead to severe chest pain or even a heart attack.
And in addition to that, coronary artery disease can also result in rhythm disturbances to the heart, particularly if the segments of the heart which control heart rhythm are affected. And this may result in the heart beating either very rapidly or very slowly. In some cases, it stops beating completely. And one experiences what is called a cardiac arrest.
The diagnostic process for coronary heart disease begins with a doctor asking questions about your medical history. Your doctor may conduct other examinations prior to suggesting several diagnostic tests.
You may request additional investigations such as blood tests or ECGs, which is an electrocardiogram, which is essentially a test which assesses the electrical discharge pattern of the heart. Other investigations which may be required are an echocardiogram, which is an ultrasound of the heart, various types of stress tests, and in some cases, what is known as a coronary angiogram.
Treatment for coronary heart disease usually involves lifestyle changes. If necessary, drugs and certain medical procedures may be used.
This entails the use of drugs such as aspirin as well as clopidogrel, beta blockers, and a class of drugs known as ACE inhibitors and statins, which we know from a variety of various clinical studies, we know that these drugs prolong survival in coronary artery disease.
Cardiologist at the Winchester Surgical and Medical Institute, Dr. Handel Emery. Lifestyle changes can help you prevent or slow the progression of coronary heart disease. So quit smoking, control your blood pressure, eat healthy foods, manage stress, and keep active through exercise. That's it for this edition of Healthline. To hear this and other JIS radio programs, go to jis.gov.jm/radio with studio engineer Andre Sawyers. I'm Prince Moore, reminding you to stay healthy.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.